Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is the first time I've been here with all the seats filled. This is the first time I can see how great it is to be here, what nice people you are. Please give yourself a round of applause. It's such a joy to be in your midst today. And to be silent. The Lord has to say. And the theme is waking up. It's kind of also an order. Wake up. So on a Sunday, if we can all sleep a little bit longer, it shouldn't be such a problem. Still, we just wake. So daytime saving has gone in there. It's going to be 20 degrees Celsius. So, for everybody that had troubles waking up today, I would like to just introduce this team with beautiful for the lazy people. But you, lazy one, how long will you be in your bed? When are you getting up? Sleep a little longer. Snooze some more. Stay in your bed a little longer with your hands behind your bed. And then, if you would like to know what happened to the this person and the rest of the so the text is about waking up. So our beloved singer songwriter of the Old Testament, and David says, "I tell myself, wake up and sing. I will wake up extra early just to praise you, Lord." Psalms 75, verse. So David just woke up earlier in the morning just to praise God. What an example. And sometimes we see these words as a prayer, as a shouting towards the Lord. And to pray to God, of course. And we know, of course, that God does not sleep. But sometimes it looks in your life as if God is sleeping. God is maybe dead or sleeping. And the saints of Korach sing about it. They sing, "Wake, wake, wake up, Lord. Why would you sleep? Why would you sleep, Lord? Wake up, please do not cast us out for always." Psalms 44, verse 24. So this is just some text, some lyrics. Today, I'm not going to talk about these you may have. I would like to talk about we should wake up from our spiritual sleep, our spiritual lameness and laziness, wake up from our spiritual numbness. So last week we had a preaching, maybe this one will be one too. The Bible tells us about the same things being put to sleep being confused, being put to rest. I believe that we as a modern church in 2022 have been put to sleep, and I call for everybody to wake up spiritual. As it's written in Romans 13, verse 14, so we start reading. I will translate it loosely. Don't owe anybody anything else except loving each other. For whoever loves the other has fulfilled the law. Verse 11. And even this to more, because we know the deciding moment. The time has come that we should wake up for the blessings are soon. The night has gone deep and the day has come close. So let us walk in an appropriate way. Don't swallow in drunkenness, not in bedrooms, and not in looseness. Not in fights, but clothe yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not groom your flesh to so we should all wake up. I will read from the basic Bible, verse 11 and 12 again. So maybe that this is a little bit easier. So, verse 11. Do not forget what time it is. It is the highest time to wake up. For the moment of our liberation is close by. Is even closer as we came to life, to faith. Light has been a long time, it's almost day. So wake up. The Bible asked about it the moment that Jesus is coming back. And for those that do not believe, it will be a day of judgment. But for us as faithful ones, it will be a day of liberation. This moment has come even closer. And it was written 1915 years ago. And the moment that Jesus has come back has come closer and closer and closer. And truly the night is almost gone. It's almost day. Even closer than the day we came to our faith. So for me, I was 17. And now I'm 61. The older I get, the closer I come to Jesus. But I'm going to make it a little bit more personal. Has there been a day in your life when you believe, when you suddenly came to believe? Do you know what moment you start believing in the Lord? So, please drink coffee with me. And, so I can talk to you. So if you come to faith, you go from the night to the day, from the black to the white. And if you miss this day. And if you miss this, your life, you miss everything. And every day after you've come to faith, you've come closer to your salvation. And just day after day, we are getting closer to the Lord. Sometimes I think the most darkest day of the night is just before dawn. And if you look around you in 2022, and just think, oh, it's coming really dark in my life, you can be maybe depressed. And it's almost day, so good things will come. And well, a free thought with you. And the first one is what we read. Don't forget what time we live. Second one is a calling. And the third one is close yourself with the Lord Jesus. And if I want to talk with you about the first thing, I'm going to mention a few things that, from what I think, will really that you really think maybe the person that was in front of me preaching from the pulpit, maybe the guy is crazy. Sometimes people tell me you are like a conspiracy thinker, or so I hope you can just poke through that. But I did wonder, what is this? What is this? This conspiracy thinkers that we determine as sloppy. So the definition of a wappie is a person that has opinions that are not stoked on facts. So if you think the term for a party, if you have used too much drugs, you are totally crazy, you've lost your mind, you're a party. So, with the new terms it means today, I am proud to be a Christian party, because I am fathoming my knowledge through the Holy Bible. I read it in Romans 13. What we read in Hebrews. So it says the Bible, complot or anything. You should remind yourself. And we have the prophetic word that is surely, and you take well to heed on it, like a lamp that shines in the dark place until the day comes that the morning rises in your heart. Now I just want to talk to you about what times we have. We should remind ourselves that the actions of the world has increased. that the miracle of Israel is real, that there has become a new world order, and the mentality of the persons have changed. We should wake up. Does not want to see it. And who is awake will see the signs of the time. And I truly believe there has not been a generation before that has seen so many prophecies about the end times. I would not be surprised. Maybe we have a generation that will see the Bible talk so much about it. There will be a great sound from heaven. Jesus will come on the clouds. Take us away. Last for 2,000 years. There will be a generation that we can't be a generation. So I hope maybe you stir something in your heart. Christians have been longing, truly longing from their heart for the coming of Jesus. Amen. So, 2 weeks ago, I spoke to another congregation and asked them for Amen, and they all thought I was finishing my service. And there was like a huge Holy Spirit. So it was truly opening for life. We read that Jesus on the Olive Mountain to give teachings. Times wage war against the other people. 5 times. Years there have been an increase, there have been 2 times natural disasters as in the 100 years before. So that just makes me to think that maybe this time is the time. There are so many disasters, earthquakes, fires, there's war everywhere. It's nuclear. Maybe it's even world war. But this is not the end. It's just the beginning. And then you read in Revelations. Jesus reminds us, urges us. We are not slaves of fear. Fear is one of the greatest problems in our civilization. But what teaches Jesus us? If these things happen, lift your head up, for your redemption is near. Then the second thing is the miracle of the born, of the rebirth of Israel, the state Israel. But just a quick recap towards Matthew 24 and 25 on the Olive Garden. Jesus just says, look around, this is where I will be, this is where I will return. And one time I spoke to the Augusta Victoria Mountain, that was on the foot of the Olive Mountain. And of course I spoke about the fact that Jesus would come back here. Just told everybody, just turn your eye towards the left. That is the Olive Mountain. That is the place where Jesus will, Jesus will return. Where Jesus will return. And I teach you this lesson from the figs. As soon as you see the branches grow and you see the leaves shooting out, you will know it's summer. And as you see these terrible things I spoke about, when you see all of that, then you will know the end is nigh. Why does Jesus use a fig tree as a referee? The fig tree is the sign of Israel in the Bible. So if you want to see what time it is, look to Israel. And for the first time in 2000 years, it actually exists again. So for 1900 years, there was no Israel. There was a diaspora, a great scattering of the people. And in 1948, Israel became a nation again. A great miracle. That's a truly a miracle from God. Truly a miracle. People scattered for 1900 years, and now they are a nation again. Because they gave me an hour and a half, so that's great for someone like me. So I was there in this beautiful church in front of the Olive Mountain. But I will not completely go about every point, but one of the points is all the prophets will return to Israel. I mean, all the Jewish people will return to Israel. And the destroyed cities of Israel will be rebuilt again. You see that Isaiah talks about a blooming desert. So there's one prophecy that there will be riches from the sea, and now they have found great gas fields, and just one after the other prophecy about Israel is coming true. There's one more. There will be a rebuilding of the temple of Israel. And, everything that is needed for the reconstruction is already there. The priest, the red vase, all the building, anointed building construction materials like the gold and the silver, everything. It's already in place, and there's even funding. But remind us that eventually, after the temple is being built, plans for a super fast train between Ben Gurion Airport and the temple to be rebuilt. The third sign is a new world order, and maybe you think, this is crazy. I'm not a conspiracy thinker, the negative term of the word. And the last few years, the world leaders are talking about a new world order that is coming. try to understand it a little bit. We don't know for real, for sure, what is happening, but apparently there is some kind of new world order. Because we live in a time that there was so much happening, we should not be spiritual asleep like the others, but we should be awake. Take care. Should be weary of what is happening, but we should of course remain sober in the way we look at the world, you know. Not every rumor is true, but try to be well informed, but be wise. There is a process going on in this world, and we are just going towards the world that is written in the Revelations. And what can we hear about this? We can tell. The Great Reset, the United Nations 2030, Bill Biden, that's the adaptation. The control and power system. All these plans have been come to completion. Revelation talks about in England we have Rishi Sunak, who is part of the World Economic Forum. It's just what is happening in the world. Just a great clique of persons all following the same plans, steering the world. The world, towards the world, as it's written down in Revelations. Years. No hunger, no disasters. Within ages, I am very faithful. But I don't believe these guys. So Joe Biden said this. Build back better. After Corona, we should build a better world. We should build like in the times of Babylon. We should build it back better. So the ID 2020 system is that every person has a number. So we have great technological developments. And now there's a new vision in swing, transhumanism. So Elon Musk bought Twitter. One day God said, let's make people. And he met himself and Jesus. And they made us like him. And now, as man, we try to live forever, to be better than God made us. This tax and power something. So there will be one a world government, one religion. Just all these crises. Oh, good. They will love pleasure more than they love God. He's just remind himself that he's we as parents all recognize this, of course. just really remind yourself to wake up. It's not the time to be snoozing anymore. It's the time to be spiritual, awake. So we should do the good things, do the right things. As it is written in Romans, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus and groom the flesh not to awaken the lust. Not groom the flesh to stir up desires, as it is that you just do bad things, you just start to stir up desires, especially men have a desirable spirit to lust upon the women. All men look upon women, and you should, can you just stimulate it and make it more powerful and powerful and powerful by watching porn or something? So I just want to end the service with these words. What do we do with the brothers and sisters that are living in a moment that is so dark that there's almost no other option, that Jesus is coming back soon? We have to be awake. So what do you do when you wake up? You get up, you get dressed, and you go. And as it is with spiritual being awake, you experience the darkness of the last hours, and we wake up from our spiritual sleep, and we open our eyes, and we rub out the spiritual cloth or whatever, and we wake up and we clothe ourselves in the Lord Jesus. And we go about our business as ambassadors of the Lord. And everything we think and everything we see, bring to Jesus as is. And the way someone dresses, you can kind of tell what he does. You have punkers that use their clothing to protest. So the way we should look at us spirit is like we are spiritually clothed in Jesus, just so filled with the Holy Spirit. There is something that the world needs, anno 2022. It's spiritual adult Christians, men and women, that are awake and clothed in Jesus. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you that you have bestowed your blessing upon us this morning, and that you chose to wake us up. And the one is awake, and the other is maybe still a little bit asleep. Oh Lord, make us wake people. Wake. Awake. So wake up. lazy spiritual ones. Rise, clothe yourself in Jesus, dress properly in Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you, we pray on you, for we realize in our nature we are weak men. We maybe would like to sleep a little bit longer. Weak men as we are. Lord, will you please wake us up? Oh Lord, touch us please. This moment. Give us please the strength we need to get up. We are not men and women that wait on Jesus. We would like to take our place, Lord. To do what we are called upon. To be the light of the earth, the salt of the earth. Oh, please, Lord, help us to clothe ourselves with Jesus, especially when we need it in dark times. And help us please to put the bad things away, our sins and our addictions, all the things that can pull us down. Lord, please come with your spirit, do great things in our lives. And fill our hearts, Lord. Fill our lives with our desire towards you, Lord. And the day that will come soon. The great day that Jesus comes back. Amen. Maranatha, Jesus, come back soon. Oh Lord, please come back soon. Hallelujah. Amen.